Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The Bible says that prayer gives us the power to change situations. Not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. Jesus said in Mark 11:23, whoever says to this mountain of difficulty, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. And I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've already received it, it will be yours. And then he says after that, but when you're praying, first forgive anyone who you're holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven will forgive you of your sins too. I love the Word of God because the Word of God doesn't skip over our responsibility. I'm talking to you today about the power of prayer that develops the faith of miracles for your success in life. And this verse says, but you have to forgive everyone who has ever hurt you. You have to forgive those you're holding a grudge against so that God can forgive you. Look at the person next to you and tell them, we must forgive everyone who has ever hurt us, so that God will forgive us and so that our prayers will work. So God wants us to walk and talk in the supernatural. However, believing for miracles is birthed through prayer. I love listening to people who say, I believe in miracles, that God can heal cancer and every sickness, and they can't believe God for a headache. Give me the aspirin. I've got to have that aspirin. I need that aspirin right now. Give me that. But there's somebody here with cancer. Please come up to the front. Wait, as I take my aspirin. I want to pray for your cancer. God will heal you of your cancer. I've got a headache. I'm taking my medication here. Folks, listen. Believing for miracles is birthed through prayer. And the only way that you can pray consistently is with the help of the Holy Spirit. Come on, we might as well be truthful this morning. Look at the person next to you and say, the only way, come on, you will pray every day consistently is with the help of the Holy Spirit. Listen to what Jesus himself said. Jesus said in John 6:44, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him. See, there's a little powerful scripture in the Song of Solomon. In the Song of Solomon 1:4, it says, draw me and I will run after you. God has to put within you the desire to pray. Because we're all human beings. In your flesh, you have no desire to pray. You would rather read a good book or watch television or go watch the sports on TV, whatever, than pray. You have to ask the Holy Spirit, help me to pray. The Bible says that David said in Psalm 27:8, when you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. See, asking God to make his son, Jesus Christ, real in your life so that you become like his son is God's chief desire for you. It can only happen through prayer. Listen to what it says in Romans 8:29. Because it talks about God's chief desire is for you to become like Jesus, his son. For those whom God foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son. Christ's example of prayer and power through faith is what God is trying to duplicate in your life. God wants you to be a true representative of his with power that changes lives, that changes your life first and changes and impacts the lives of those around you. Now repeat after me, when I pray, I will receive power. When I pray, I will receive power. Come on, do a little muscle like this. Come on, everybody. Come on. I know it's unconventional. You're in church. Don't worry about it. When I pray, I will receive power. Look at your neighbor like this and say, when you pray, you will receive power. Say, when we pray, we will receive power. Now give God praise for that. Come on. When you pray, you receive power. Peter and the other apostles became men of prayer. The Bible says in Acts 6 and 4, they said, we'll give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. I want to show you the results of what happened in Acts chapter 5 and 12. It says, through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. Verse 15 says, they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some, that they might be healed. Are you listening to me? When there is power in your shadow, you are praying. It says, also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by evil spirits, and they were healed, every one. When are we going to have services where every person is healed, every one? I'll tell you when. When we pay the price of prayer. Because prayer develops the power of faith to walk in the supernatural and to release the power of God. The miracles of Jesus were duplicated in his followers, and God wants to duplicate them in our lives today. Jesus raised many people from the dead during his ministry, and through the power of prayer, Peter began to raise the dead like Jesus did. Let me give you one example in Acts chapter 9 and 36. A woman named Tabitha lived in the city of Joppa. Her Greek name was Dorcas. She always helped people and gave them things and always helped the poor. She became sick and she died. And her body was prepared for burial and she was laid in a room upstairs. And near the city of Joppa, they found Peter. And two men came to Peter and begged him and said, hurry, come to Joppa because we need your help. So when Peter arrived, he found out what the help was. They took him upstairs. And all the people stood around him. And they were crying, showing Peter the articles of clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still alive. Peter got to the stage and found out in the upstairs room, there was a dead woman. Surprise! We know that God uses you. We brought you here to raise the dead person from the dead. No pressure. Well, Peter had observed Jesus. The first thing he did was he made everybody leave the room. And then he knelt and he prayed. And then he turned toward the body and he said, Tabitha, get up. The Bible says Tabitha opened her eyes, saw Peter, and then sat up in the bed. Peter took her by the hand, helped her to stand up, and then he called all the believers, especially the widows, and presented Tabitha back to them, and she was alive. The Bible says the news spread about throughout the city of Joppa, and as a result, many people believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. A Savior. Folks, I want to let you know today, God is waiting for you to operate in the supernatural so that people will know that Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. People are tired today of religion. They want to see truth. You know what the Apostle Paul said? He said, I did not try to win people by enticing words of men's wisdom. And he was one of the wisest men at that time. He was a very educated man. He said, no, instead I gave them the simple, pure word of God. And I allowed the Holy Spirit to do the work with signs and wonders so that their faith would not be in the words of men, but in the power of God. It's time to return back to that time where people may question your faith, but they can't question the miracle. They can't question that they were healed. They can't question that God answered prayer. They may not understand it, but the only explanation is that God is real and that the Holy Spirit still wants to move through lives today. If you want the Holy Spirit to move through your life like that, give God a hand of praise right now.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with a very special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We have our praise and worship leader, Chichi Onyekene, and Chichi, we're so happy that you will be blessing us with God's anointing and the gift that he has given you. Tell us about what we can expect that night.
Well, Youth Explosion, as if that's not a cool enough name to convince somebody to get there anyway. But I think you said it, though, the refreshing. You can encourage those that you invite that, man, I know you're going through something. I don't care what season of life any person is in any demographic or generation. There is something in your life that you wish that would change, or that you wish the Lord would work in, that you wish you could change or control to a higher degree. And to encourage somebody and say, hey, I want you to come to this thing with me, and I promise that you'll be refreshed and you'll have an opportunity to every unseen thing in your heart, mind, soul, and spirit. You know, just entertain the thought, what if you can get peace in every area of your life? I truly believe that, young people, if you come to the Youth Explosion on October 25th, that you'll receive freedom that you cannot find anywhere else.
Let's talk about the music just for a minute, because music is something that, it's the universal language, and especially for young people. What effect do you think the music will have on the young people?
Man, music, like you said, it's such a universal language. It brings people together. And I feel like we have a unique opportunity to have different kinds of music that'll be appealing, you know, and that'll resonate with the next generation and an older generation. And so just a little teaser, if you would. You know, there might be some Christian rap and spoken word happening that night. We're definitely going to have some praise happening that night. And we're going to have moments to just really go deep and soak in the presence of God in worship. And so I'm excited to be able to experience that.
Join us on October the 25th for our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, where Chichi will be sharing music and song, and you will be blessed. Now let's get back into today's program.
You know, often we lack answers in miracles because we don't pray enough. It's the relationship between prayer that develops faith to believe God. And that's what so many Christians lack. You know, many people are hoping for miracles instead of having faith for miracles. And there's a difference between faith and wishful thinking. In Hebrews chapter 11 and 1, it says, faith assures us of things that we expect and convinces us of the existence of the things that we cannot see. See, hope waits, but faith acts. Look at the person next to you and say, just in case you don't understand the difference between hope and faith, hope waits, but faith acts. Listen to what it says in James 2 and 17. Faith, if it has no works, it's dead. See, when you pray, you are to get up, do something, show that you really believe that God has the answer to your prayer. You pray for sickness, then you need to check yourself to see if you feel no pain. When you pray to be healed, you need to go back to the doctor so he can confirm it. Not be afraid, well, I wonder when I go back if he's going to tell. No. Hope waits for the next doctor visit. Faith says, can you push that visit up? I want to confirm what God did in my body. Jesus said it this way in Mark 11 and 24. I tell you all things, whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have already received them. I said, believe what you have prayed for, you have already received, and then you will have them. It was reported that Smith Wigglesworth would pray, and the blind would see, and the deaf were healed. People came out of wheelchairs, and cancers were destroyed. One remarkable story is when he prayed for a woman in the hospital. It was stated while he and a friend were praying, she died. He took her out of the hospital bed, stood her up against the wall, and said, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this death. And this he did several times as her body kept sliding down the wall. Now, I know there were no doctors or nurses around. They would have been frantic. But he would not stop. Because when he prayed, he always fought with prayer to win. He said, death, you're not going to win. Jesus will win. If Jesus raised the dead, I can raise the dead in the name of Jesus Christ. Woman, you come back to life. The Bible goes on to say, suddenly, her whole body began trembling. This dead woman started waking up. And then he said to her, he looked her straight in the eye, and he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, walk. And she walked from the wall toward him. And he put her back into bed so she could rest. And she looked around the room and began to give God praise. Everywhere he would go, he would teach and then show the power of God. Folks, when are we going to give the word and the power? The Bible says the Holy Spirit confirms the word with power, signs, and wonders. The Bible says he began receiving requests from all over the world. He taught in Europe, Asia, New Zealand, and many other areas. When the crowds became so large, he said he began to have wholesale healings where he would have everyone who needed healing lay hands on themselves. And then he would pray a general prayer. Hundreds would be healed at the same time. Come on, put your hands on yourself. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, what Smith Wigglesworth did through faith, we do today. Every sickness in my body, even the ones I'm not aware of, are being healed by the authority in the name of Jesus. I believe a change is taking place in my body right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now give God some praise. Come on, give God some praise. God is still healing the sick. And he's doing it through people like you and me who pray and receive power that is developing our faith in us. Listen to what the Bible says in James 5 and 14. Is there anyone sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, say the prayer of faith. So you must have the prayer of faith because it will save the sick and the Lord will raise them up. Folks, the key to your healing, the key to your deliverance, the key to your resurrection, the key to your change is praying with faith. Don't pray and say, well, I hope so. I have prayed with people and I said, God made a change. And they said to me out of the same lips, well, I hope so. I said, don't hope. Believe. Have faith. Because if it's hope, you're going to simply wait. But if you have faith, God will do it. The Bible says now faith is. It's substance, people. Your prayer time with God is what transforms your life from an ordinary life to a supernatural life. Your prayer life imparts faith for miracles. Folks, listen. God wants you to pray so that the level of your faith will rise where Jesus' word of encouragement to every one of us about prayer in Matthew chapter 7:7 will take place. Now, I just have to tell you, folks, the answers to prayer are determined by your prayer life and your faith. That's why so many people say, pray for me, because they don't want to do the work. You have to do the work. People who came to Jesus said, do you believe I can do this? Jesus could do anything. See, folks, you got to understand, God answers prayer based on your faith, not just others. Yes, by all means, find somebody who has the power of faith and the power released through prayer in their life when you say, pray with me, but you better come with something yourself. Because God is saying to you, do you believe? Do you believe that I will do it for you? Now listen to that prayer. Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, keep on asking. That's what Smith Wigglesworth did. That lady was up against that wall and she kept sliding down, but he kept on asking. He didn't let the circumstance change, and you must not allow your circumstance to make you change your request. Some people, when they don't get what they're asking for, they change the request. And you know what it becomes? Thy will be done. And you blame it on God because you don't pray enough. Jesus said, keep on asking and you'll receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open. For everyone who asks will receive. Everyone who seeks will find. And to everyone who doesn't give up knocking, God says, your door will be open.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. Also, don't forget to mark your calendars for Friday, October 25th at 7:30 p.m. for our Youth Explosion, a night of refreshing for all with a special focus on ministering to the young people. We'll be welcoming a very special guest speaker, minister, musician, and motivator, Chi-Chi Onyekene. It's going to be a powerful night, and we encourage everyone to attend. Thank you once again for your prayers and support. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of Window to the Supernatural. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Lord, we thank you today for your goodness and for your grace. Lord, your word declares that it shall come to pass that before we call,
you will answer. And while we are yet speaking, you will hear. Hear our prayers today. You are acquainted with every situation. We're praying for our family members and our loved ones today. We're praying for our physical health. Heal us today. We rebuke sickness, disease, and pain. We come against all opposition in our lives. Your word says, call upon me and I will answer you. And we are calling and we are believing. And you said, whatever we ask in the name of your son, Jesus, you would do it. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.